And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
He's more savvy than a yabby. A selfish little shellfish.
K-Rock's own shrimp. Pimp.
Welcome to Lingy's Prawn Tank.
Time to get in the prawn tank. People are calling now for Treat Your Elf, but we're not doing it yet. So you just hold off because we already have someone on the line. It's Gary from Kerr Lewis. Morning, Gaz.
Good morning, Tom, Loggy, Lingy. How are we today?
We're good.
We're good, Gaz. I'm pumped that you want to get involved in this. You want to call in because I've probably had it up to here with these two and their ideas. So I'm looking forward to a new, fresh idea.
Well, for those that don't know, Prawn Tank is like Shark Tank, except you're the big prawn. You're the one with the money. And Tom and I, we've decided we're basically clams, right? And we dive into your Prawn Tank every week with a great idea, hoping that you're willing to invest. You have invested in some, not in others.
One.
Or two. Gary, you called up and said, I've got not only something to present to the prawn, but to the clams as well. So the floor is yours, my friend. On with it.
Well, thank you. First of all, I'd just say get your bank managers on speed dial because you'll all be jumping in on this. Now, all three of you and myself and probably everyone listening have had the task over the years of mowing our lawns, correct?
Yeah.
Correct.
Now, mowing lawns, as much as it can be fun and enjoyable and good for the body and the mind and the soul, just getting out there and doing it and rewarding afterwards, It can be frustrating, can't it, when you've got a fence line and you've got that grass along the fence line that you just can't reach with the mower and it just really irks you and you've got to get there, mow the lawns, then stop, get the whippersnipper out and then start again.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you the arm that connects to the lawnmower that is the whippersnipper on the mower.
Yes!
A whippersnipper connection to a mower.
An attachment.
Yes. Now, I'll just give you the basic model first. Now, This locks in like your mower where your lever, you lock it into a nipple or whatever you might call it, and it locks into that place.
Mm. You've got Lingy's attention.
that just sits there. And then you start the mower. You may have another starter for the whippersnipper. And as you're going along, you've set it at that level, at that adjustment, and bang, you're hitting the fence line. Now, on your advanced mower, your more upgrade mower, you've got a little button that it just pushes the button and it comes out to where you want to stop it, when you want to stop it. And you may even have a tilt function on it that it tilts down if you've got a bit of an angle.
It's like a little remote arm sort of thing. Joystick or something.
Do you know how refreshing it is, Gaz, to have quality ideas brought to the table that would genuinely help us and worth investing in? It is absolutely brilliant. I love it. Love it. Love it.
Gaz, just quickly, sorry, is this an attachment that we can buy and attach to any mower, or is this we have to buy the full mower setup?
Well, I think we could look at both options, Tom, to be honest. There's, you know, the world's our oyster in this, and we've just got to, you know, sit down, put our heads together, get the smart people involved, and we can,
He's even got the lingo now. He's got the corporate lingo.
What we could even do is have a detachable head on some of them that sits up, angles up, that can do the edging of the grass as well.
So I can.
Yes. Mate, I'm keen.
Patent pending, copyright. Like we're locking it in now.
It's a prawn off though, isn't it?
Yeah.
What if other
listeners out there are just like quickly writing this down?
No. It's copyright. Say copyright, Gary.
I've patent pended and copyright and everything.
That's legally binding. When you say that, as we always say, when you say copyright on the radio, that's all you got to do.
Yeah, copyright.
Locks it in. Yeah. All right, mate. Well, I reckon. So you're on board, Lingy?
I'm on board.
All right. Brilliant.
Wow,
well done, Gaz.
Gazza.
Thank you.
You did not disappoint, mate. You came in hot and you delivered. Well done.
Take notes, Tom and Log. Take notes.
Yeah, no, will not. All right, that's Prawn Tank for this week.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
It is a packed studio, guys.
Yes, exactly. Can I get a woo?
The Night Howlers from Nazareth Primary School are in the house. We love supporting the Nazareth Primary School band. It's been, 4 years now, I reckon, of the bands coming in, different iterations of them. We're pretty excited by this group too. Lots of smiles. Few nerves, Tommy. Few nerves.
Yeah, but that's okay. That's just us. We're just nervous because we're in the presence of band royalty.
That's right. And Mr. Plapp also here from Nazareth. We're going to chat to the whole crew from Night Howlers, find out who's on what instrument, and then we're going to get a live performance a little bit later as well.
We really are.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
We're here with the Night Howlers. Can I get a woo? From Nazareth Primary School alongside teacher Mr. Plapp as well. Isn't this amazing to have so many talented people in the studio, Lingy?
It is. And we always love the fact that we can get the Nazareth crew in here, and we have them here this year. And so many faces here, and they're going to play some live music for us a little bit later on. But we're excited about this band. We were only discussing before, and maybe Grace, could I ask you this one?
Two Graces.
Grace SM. We have been doing this about 4 years. So we reckon that you guys would have been about sort of grade 1-2 when we first started getting the Nazareth bands in here. Were you like listening in the schoolyard, perhaps when the other bands were in, and a bit of excitement and thought, hey, one day I'm going to be in the K-Rock studio with these guys talking about my very own band?
Well, I joined the band when I was in grade 2.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
And then I met the rest of my band years to come, like around 3 and 4 we came together. And I was so excited to do it. I used to listen to everyone else's people play on the radio, and I was get so excited thinking that's going to be my band one day.
Yes!
Nice.
Here we are. Now, Flynn on the drums. Flynn, can you tell us about some live performances that you've played previously?
We've been at the Wompons Shopping Centre, the Belmont Market, and the Geelong Show.
Awesome. And the crowds go wild?
Yeah.
Now, Mackenzie, do you want to just tell us a bit about how you guys have done some recording?
So we recently went to Don't Pike the Bear recording studio, and that was like a really great experience because like just everyone playing their music and then just watching the guy like put it all together and record it was so cool to watch, like really cool.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Nala, where are you, Nala? Yeah, where are those recording studios, like who's sort of like the diva of the band who like demands
the rock star,
like a certain jelly bean colour, or like I want my chilled water at this temperature only? Who's sort of the one amongst the group?
Definitely Mackenzie.
Called out. Sindumi, would you say the same as well? Do you just kind of ease in with whatever the band says? Because you're on guitar, do you kind of lead the group?
Not really.
You're just chill. You're just happy to just, chill with everyone else. I like that.
All right. Alyssa, maybe, do you want to come up to the microphone and tell us what songs are you going to play for us today, or what song are you going to play?
I think we're going to play Good Time. Oh, wait, no. Cool Kids.
Cool Kids by Echo Smith. Yeah.
Team meeting.
I kind of forgot which ones I...
That's okay.
You've got so many. That's why. There's so many.
Yeah.
We had to figure out which ones we wanted to play on acoustic and which ones we couldn't play because they're on electric.
Yeah, true. See, that's stuff that we're not instrumentalists, so we don't know.
No, I mean, Loggy claims that she can play piano like a virtuoso, but yeah.
No, I can.
No, you can.
And I can also play the bongos as well.
Okay. I'd love to hear you.
Yeah. Oh, no, I couldn't possibly. I mean, not in front of talent like you guys.
All right, well, let's take a little break. We'll keep moving. We'll come back and we're going to get the kids from Night Howlers Nazareth Primary to get on the instruments and actually smash out that Echo Smith song, Cool Kids, on K-Rock 955.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Say Grovedale because that's where you'll find Nazareth Primary, but you won't find these kids there right now. They're here with us in the studio. It's the Night Howlers.
So good. We've got the Night Howlers in the house. They're all set up with their instruments. They're going to play some live music here. Just before we do, though, like Lucinda, maybe, could I go with you? We Loggy's so desperate to get involved, like just so keen. She wants to be part of the band. Have you got any role that she could play today?
Maybe the clapping.
Are you
able to not stuff up the clapping?
Yes, I can help with the clapping.
Oh, good.
We usually limit her to triangle. So
yes,
yeah,
no, clapping. I can do the clapping. You can trust me, Lucinda. Yeah, that's fine.
Cool. All right. Well, we might get Mackenzie because I believe it's your job to introduce the band and the song. Go for it.
Yep. So on the drums is Flynn. On the three guitars, Alyssa, Nala, and Sindumi. On the vocals, Grace B, Lucinda, and Grace SM. And Grace SM on the triangle.
Yeah.
And me, Mackenzie, on the xylophone. We're the Night Howlers. And this is the song Cool Kids.
Amazing. Now, you guys have just put on an amazing performance for us here in the studio. But Grace B, you've got some performances coming up?
Yeah, we're going to be playing at the Belmont Market on Sunday at 11 in the morning.
Yeah, awesome.
Unreal.
Oh, well, good luck for it. You guys are amazing. Well done.
Yeah. nice. And that is a tradition, apparently, when you guys, Mackenzie, when you wrap it up and when you introduce the band as well, everybody in the crowd does the oh thing. Yeah, yeah, that's awesome. All right, well, very proud of you guys. Hopefully there's bigger and better things in the future for you. I've no doubt of that. Talk about cool kids. It's nice to finally have some cool kids in the studio.
Oh, 100%. And let's give it up for Mr. Plapp as well, who is unreal. Nazareth Primary School. You can check out the live video on our Insta or check out the live performance on our podcast later today if you missed it.
Thanks for coming in, guys. Should we all do one more howl?
Yeah, here we go.
Ready?
Ready,
set, go.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
The other day I did what I've done so many times before and jumped on and searched for something. Got on Wikipedia and was just trying to find out a bit of information. And up the top came up, which does happen occasionally, the little reminder that the plea for donations, because they point out that they do put it together for free, the fact that they don't run ads, and they would love it if people could donate. Then they offer up, you know, please select an amount. $2.75, $15, $25, $50, $100, $250, $500. I'll admit it. I'm not afraid to. I've never donated. Mm. I kind of feel bad. Log, you admitted to feeling really guilty. But
I feel really guilty all the time because I think, oh God, you know, it's not. It's an amazing service, and it's so, you know, and if it goes away, if it was something that we had to pay $2 for each a year, all of us would be like, that's amazing. But the fact that it's free, we're like, we're not paying.
Yeah.
And I do feel really
guilty.
You
feel guilty. Tom, you just said, nah.
Ah, just scroll past. Yeah. We're pretty good like that with people asking for money.
We've set up our search.
That is a life hack, mate.
Yeah, go on.
But you want to know?
Yeah, go on.
When you get, so I will always, when I walk past people trying to collect for charity in the street, I always put my phone to my ear because the rules state that they're not allowed to approach
people. That's not
the
one I'm talking
with their
about,
phone.
Mate.
Wait, no, then it extends. But if they catch me off guard and do actually engage me in conversation, I always say to them, my wife and I map out our charitable donations every financial year, so I can't help you today.
And now Lingy's been using that
I've been using that one. It's brilliant, Tommy. That is a little insight into the minds here, but we have...
We're horrible
We
people.
Have better people horrible. Living in this region, fortunately. I am on the search. Has anyone out there ever donated to Wikipedia, or at the very least have felt guilty about not donating to Wikipedia? Who have we got, Log?
Yeah. Oh, we've got Kylie from Armstrong
Creek. That's Kyle.
Sorry, Kyle.
Let's go to Armstrong Creek where Kyle is standing by. Kyle, have you ever donated to Wikipedia, mate?
I have indeed, yeah. I reckon for probably about 6 years I was doing $2 a month. And I think up until about, I think my credit card expired and I just didn't update it and that's why it went away. I've been trying to think why I actually stopped, but I'm pretty sure that's basically what happened. But it also, as I was sitting on hold, my wife told me that she has also donated as a one-off payments a couple of times as well.
Can we give them a round of applause?
Yeah,
good on you. Good on you. Just quickly, so that's across 6 years you gave them a full $144. That is huge. And how much did your wife donate?
Like $10 and $15 at a time.
Yeah.
Wow. So you are
good.
You guys are part of 2% of the entire global population, according to Wikipedia, who donate.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, see, Lingy's part of the 1%, and we hate those people.
Yeah, that's
to be part of the 2%.
You want to be the 2% is the good, the 1% is evil.
Well done, Kyle.
Hang there, Kyle, we'll give you a prize. Rebecca from St. Leonard's, good morning. Have you donated to Wikipedia before?
Yes, I have. I donated when it first started asking, like, years ago. And I got scammed.
Oh, my God. Oh, no.
How? Yeah. What? What?
Yep. I don't know. I don't know if their system got hacked or what the deal was, but I did donate when it first started appearing many years ago. Probably was that maybe 2018 or something?
Yeah.
And I thought, yeah, I'll just, you know, I'll tip in $5 or $10. And about 2 days later, I went to use my card and my money, there was no money in my card. And it was like, oh my God.
They cleared you out.
Yeah, it was only like, it wasn't a huge amount, but it was about, I think it was about $115 or something.
That's not $5 or $10 bucks, is it? That's not good.
No, So I've never done it since.
Good.
Are we suggesting?
I got my money back from the bank.
Though, okay, good. Because so I was just going to say, are we suggesting that Wikipedia took the money, or are we suggesting that it was some other third party?
Yeah, I think it was a third party that had somehow hacked into, you know, their systems.
Okay. Rebecca.
But yeah.
We're going to add this one to the list. I had a friend who donated and got scammed, so unfortunately I'm not going to be able to help. Add it to the list.
Sharon from Buckley is on the line. Morning, Sharon.
Hello.
Couple of things, Sharon, before we... So off air, Loggy went, Buckley? Where's Buckley? Where's Buckley?
Near Winchelsea on the road.
And what? Oh, God, these boys are just...
So when you call the station and we talk to you off air, then we get your name and what suburb you're from, and then we whack it into our system here, so then the three of us can, when we throw to you, we can see it's Sharon from Buckley. Now, Sharon, would you happen to spell your name with a double R?
No.
I got so much crap off there, Sharon. Oh, you've gone the double R, have you?
Brave.
You absolute moron.
What a bold move. Assuming that she's a double R-O-N Sharon.
Why wouldn't she be? How do you spell it, Sharon?
Okay, 5223295. If there are any double R-O Sharons in
Sharon, how do you spell your name?
R-O-N.
Yeah, okay. Like a normal person.
Really? Sorry. I'm sorry to all the Sharon.
Off tap, this was something going on with you this morning.
There's nothing.
And we don't want you putting her offside, because Sharon's a good-hearted person who I think is about to tell us.
Well, we'll find out.
Have you ever donated to Wikipedia, Sharon?
$3 a month. It's a bargain.
Mm. Yes. Oh, claps for Sharon.
Brilliant.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful people.
I mean, my parents spent hundreds of dollars on the World Book Encyclopedia in the bookshop.
Yeah.
It's an absolute bargain for $3 a month.
Yeah,
you're a good person.
You are
Sharon.
Right. The old Encyclopedia Britannica.
Love
so
that.
Good. But you're right, Sharon. Good on you.
Yeah. She's the surveyor and purveyor, and she keeps up to date the page where you learn how to spell Sharon.
Okay.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.